WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The sequel to RoboCop is scheduled for release this summer, but the first movie's director, Paul Verhoeven, didn't have a hand in the second. If you want to see Verhoeven work as futuristic magic, the movie to see is Total Recall. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
No, Total Recall is not the true story of the Ford Pinto. It's this summer's big science fiction blockbuster with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And in this movie, Arnold's not who he thinks he is. He thinks he's a jackhammer operator, although his fancy lifestyle would indicate that in the far-flung future where this movie is set, the Jackhammer Operators Union has made some startling inroads. But Arnold is troubled. He keeps having strange dreams about life in the Earth's colonies on Mars. And then there's this yearning he has. He keeps whining about how he wants to be somebody. Well, it turns out he is. Although he can't remember it, for most of his life he was a kind of secret agent on Mars, working for the evil head of the colony there, played by Ronnie Cox. Now he knows too much about some dark secret up there, and Cox and his henchmen have erased his brain. For his real memories, they've substituted an array of fictional memories. Memories of a happy marriage that never existed, of a life on Earth that's completely made up. When Arnold stumbles on the truth and makes his way to Mars to regain his identity, he comes across his old girlfriend, Melina, who's part of a guerrilla underground working to free Mars from Cox and his armies. Melina, played by Rachel Takotin, certainly remembers Arnold.
You son of a bitch. You're alive. I thought that Cohagen tortured you to death.
Well, I guess he didn't.
How's it, thank God you're alive?
Melina.
Hmm?
Melina, I've got to tell you something.
What?
I don't remember you. I don't remember us. I don't even remember me.
Now, here's a situation full of existential poignancy. It's the kind of situation, in fact, that the director, Paul Verhoeven, has exploited so brilliantly in the past, especially in RoboCop, which was also about the way memory and identity are forever entwined. Total Recall totally recalls RoboCop in other ways, too. It has the same vision of a video-crazed future, a high-tech tomorrow with a jolly pop twist. Here, the blandness of advertising has become the temper of the times, and virtually every innovation is a commercial one. But like so many technological revolutions, the one Verhoeven has imagined is built on greed and ruthlessness. And his movies have a sardonic heart. The violence in them is brutal and disturbingly funny. Verhoeven's the kind of guy who tells us that a bug has been implanted in his hero, a bug that can only be removed quite painfully and graphically through the nose. Verhoeven's earthly vision, his crackerjack special effects, and his lickety-split pacing are almost exciting enough to sustain the movie, but not quite. When the scene shifts to Mars, Total Recall goes limp. Mars itself seems dull and underimagined. And Verhoeven, as if in desperation, tries to revive us with Fellini touches, dwarfs and prostitutes, and for that matter, dwarf prostitutes. Then there's the Arnold problem. This movie doesn't call for a lot of acting, but what little it requires, Schwarzenegger simply can't muster. The beauty of the film's conception is in the way it toys with the psychology of memory. People keep telling our hero that what's happening isn't real. He's being fooled again. This is an implant, not the truth. And this stuff should be shattering, or touching, or at least resonant or intriguing. With Arnold on the screen, it all seems to be happening to a slab of amiable meat.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.